I mean, I enjoyed it. It's disappointing not to come away with a win, but I couldn't ask it anymore. And I thought the first hour, I thought it was, you know, we were pretty good apart from a goal. Some pluses. I thought Junior Hoylett was excellent today, and you know, they told me he's not had a good time. Ali Forlan and even Sandra, I thought, did. And the two centre backs, I thought, were immaculate today as well. So overall, there were a lot of pluses apart from the goal.
It wasn't the most exciting match, but there was a moment that got you fairly passionate, and you've just been in to see the referee
It's a horrendous tackle. They're the worst ones in football, and I've just said to the referee, you know, you can get booked for throwing your shirt away or kicking the ball away. But when somebody deliberately goes over the top of a ball, he's two-footed up, his front foot goes a foot over the ball, nowhere near the ball. And Nedham's lucky man, he didn't break his leg. I mean, they're career-threatening. And they've got to get in a position to see that. And he understands that. I mean, he's only got one look at it, hasn't he? But for me, they're the tackle that will always get my back up, because they're the most difficult to spot. And that's what referees have got to be trained in. They've got to be trained to spot that. You know, there were two tackles later that we did, and he gave fouls. And yet, he didn't even give a foul for that. Incredible, really.
As for Preston, they came here on the back of five successive clean sheets. You must have known they were going to be tough to break
absolutely.
Down.
Absolutely, it's for us to break them down. I mean, I said to our lads, think yourself lucky. You know, at least you're not playing for them. You know, coming away and your ambition is to get a 0-0 draw. I mean, that's them days are gone for me. So, fortunately, I can have a go home and away. If we get beat, we get beat. But I don't want to be a 0-0. And if we get a goal, it's a bonus.
And finally from me, what's between now and the next Queen's Park Rangers match? What do you understand is going to happen here at the club, and what do you think your role will be come the 20th of November
well,
in that
I
next
think
game?
Just talking to the owners and Les. You know, I think with me being here, they've got a bit of time rather than panicking to bring somebody in, and I think they've got to get the right man. I think there's some good managers in the country, and they've got to pick, because I think this is the toughest league in Europe, the Champions League, Championship League. So they've got to get the right man, and as and when, I'm hoping I can help whoever comes in as well, because I love the club. It's a super club.